And he says, he told folks, that's a sign your mother's going to get well. You'll all be dead and gone, but your mother. Your mother will follow you, but be later. And she was an old, old, old woman. Grandchildren and your father, her son, lived, but the rest of them died, and some of the children that lived, and he lived. So they took care of the old grandmother. She'd be singing a song, Indian song, and then she would cry. She wants to die. Why? She says, did my uncle for her wish this on to me? I don't want to live anymore, says all my folks are dead in a few. I should have been the one that died. But he told them that she'd be the last. They all died but her. And she did. So he was kind of a magic doctor.
Could the medicine man ever punish people for doing the wrong? He never could.
Never could. No, he was supposed to do good, you know, so he never fought anybody. If he punished the children, that's where the Indians are.
You were saying earlier you remember some stories that your grandmother had told you. Could you tell me some of those?
My mother told me one that, this was not a story, but this is my dad's mother. She got married in Canada, that's north.
Mm-hmm.
She got married over there, and she had a trouble with her husband, I guess, and she walked from Canada to south, all the way in Canada to south. This is my father's mother. My mother told me that. And then while she's going back and walking, she's sleeping daytime in a ditch, and then and at night she travel. I don't know how long she went through. She said she went through Fort Pierre place there. She crossed there in some way, and she sleep in a ditch in here. She said she heard something. So she got up in here. It's just nighttime. So she got up and got her bundles out and got out of that ditch in here. She saw a coyote standing. So this coyote told her to follow him. So she seen a coyote tail be in front of her, so she followed him all the way all night. And pretty soon he said, okay, he said, next day, tomorrow, he said, tomorrow you see your people, he said. And whenever you had something to eat, don't forget about me. He said, you always remember me, he said to her. And that coyote is gone. So he went in a ditch. She went in a ditch and she sleeps there. And the next day she sleeps there all day. And in the evening she got up and she walked again. Towards the morning she got into an Indian village where her parents are. She got back there. All her feet are swollen and her legs swollen, and she really got sick when she got home. But she seems like she knows something during this time, she said, my mother said.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of a medicine woman, looks like, she said. And kind of, she was all alone all this time. she could talk to this coyote, she said. This is my father's mother. She walked into Rosebud Reservation from Canada. I don't know how many days and how many nights. Anyway, she got home safe.
And she was kind of a medicine woman?
Mm-hmm. My mother said she didn't know who she was until that day. She said, when I was 3 years old, I had a spell, some kind of spell that, and when I cry hard, I faint. And one day, I was almost died then. So my parents are holding me and they're crying in here. My grandmother came and she said, what's going on? She said, so, well, she's about to leave us now, she said. Well, take the tent down. She had live in a big tent. It's a summer day like this, so they live in a tent. And take the tent down and shut everything, and I'll try, said. I don't think she's not ready to go yet, she said. So, that she pinched the tent down, and my grandmother was standing at the doorway, and she was talking, and she looked like she's talking to somebody, and then she got to, and she cried, and she stopped crying, and then she sang the song, and she had a peace pipe in her hand that she pointed every direction, four directions, south and west and north and east. She pointed that pipe four ways. And then she put that pipe down on the ground like this and then put towards the sky. Now she come towards me and put her head and face down, she said, so. My father hold me in his lap, so he put my head down. She came and she stuck right back of my head here. She stayed there for a while and she got up. And just as she got up like that, I moved. So they pick her up and sit her up, she said. So. Pick me up and sit me up, and my eyes open. Give her some water, she said. So they give me water, and here I drink it. And now she said, she put a piece of paper here, she said. So my mother put a piece of paper, and she done something in her mouth, and looks like she's going to vomit or something. That she put something there, and that's what and almost kill her, she said. And here, my mother said, the spot a little smaller than a marble, something black there. So my dad cut it, kind of soft-like, so he cut it and got the blood, size of marble. And she got that out of my head. And from that day to this day, I never had that. So my father's mother saved my life, and I really did help her when she was sick. She was sick one day and she can't walk, so I had to drag her to the bathroom and feed her. I helped her a lot. This is my mother, my dad's mother.
Did you ever see her do any other things like this to cure people?
Or? No. My mother said no. She never seen, and she never knew that she was a kind of a doctor woman. This is the first time, she said, I seen this. Mm-hmm. She's doing this, and she saved your life, she said. And from that on, she never does to anybody, she said. But I imagine she got this spirit from her, and she traveled along, she said, across the reservation. That's where the people, being a doctor, you know, one time at Eagle Butte, they have a celebration there, and there's one man, he's from Pine Ridge Reservation. He said he told the Shawnee Indian people at the Eagle Butte, he said he sacrificed himself on top of Bear Butte, you know where Bear Butte is?
Yes, I've seen it.
Well, he stand there 4 nights and 4 days, I think he said. I'm kind of you people, he said. But he wants to be a doctor, I guess. So he's standing out there without anything to eat. That's the way to do to be a doctor in back there in my grandfather's days. That's the way to do it, to be a, became a doctor. Some spirit comes to them at night and tell things, show things to how to cure people and how to cure sickness. In their dream, I